everyone. My name is Diana Carrion, and welcome to my podcast for my class Media and Cultural Studies 129, where I will be discussing violence and how it is portrayed by the Disney Corporation. So violence can be defined as behavior involving physical force intended to hurt, damage, or kill someone or something. A film from the Disney Corporation that contains violence is the movie Pocahontas, a story about a young Native American girl who falls in love with a settler. Pocahontas, the daughter of the chief Powhatan, meets John Smith at a river, and she runs away while he runs after her, and they seem to fall in love. But the settlers aren't there to become friendly with them and will do any harm to the Native Americans that get in their way. So their love is danger to both sides. So I'm going to play a clip which starts off with Pocahontas and John Smith kissing while Cocoam and Thomas catch a glimpse of their kiss.
It won't help. He was only...
He killed him!
Thomas, get out of here! Get out of here!
So at the end of the clip, we see Thomas runs away and some tribal members running to the scene, grabbing John Smith and dragging him away. This scene erupts with Cocoam and John fighting because Cocoam sees Pocahontas and John Smith kiss, but John Smith and his men are white colonizers coming to the New World to start fresh lives, and the Englishmen hope to rob, as they refer to them, as savages, of their gold. So he sees the dangers of Pocahontas falling in love with a man who looks like those that have harmed their people. So he is portrayed as the bad guy trying to kill John Smith, but in reality is just trying to protect her and his people, but unfortunately is killed by Thomas, who believes was protecting John Smith from what he and the other colonizers believe is a savage. I am gonna read some quotes from secondary sources to help you understand some more negative and harmful messages and actions that were caused by Disney in this film. From The Time, Tamara Weston wrote, "Disney thought it deserved a pat on the back when it released Pocahontas in 1995. But the Native American groups complained that the studio strayed too far from history in the name of entertainment. For starters, there was no love story. The real Captain John Smith and Pocahontas, a major theme in Disney's version. In reality, Pocahontas was only about 10 years old when Smith arrived with the Virginia Company in 1607. From The Atlantic, written by Chris Bodenier, we read from a Native American woman, Kenzie Allen, says, "I've struggled with Disney Pocahontas as a source of pain and stereotype. Both Pocahontas and Sacagawea are often held up as heroines in the Western perspective. Their stories reduced to kinder details rather than serving the interest of the dominant culture. Yes, there is visibility in telling their stories, but it is a tainted visibility. A false reality rendered through the dominant culture, which seeks to ameliorate always the horrific methods by which they came to occupy an entire nation's worth of landmass." From Biography, we read, "While Captain in Jamestown, Pocahontas was raped by possibly more than one colonist, an act that was incomprehensible to Native Americans. She grew into a deep depression and had a second son out of wedlock. That son would be named Thomas Rolfe, whose biological father may have actually been Sir Thomas Dale." These resources help give a great depiction as to why Disney failed to address the false story released, given the history of white savior complex, as showing that although John Smith went to America in the beginning to start a new life with the others, if he wouldn't have met Pocahontas or someone he liked from the tribe, he probably would have used the same violence and force against them. But Disney would probably just undermine the history and possibilities again by making him look like the good guy. Anyways, we have come to an end. Thank you for listening, and I really hope whoever listens to the podcast gets more of an understanding when it comes to violence portrayed in the Walt Disney Corporation and how it can be harmful to the people portrayed in the film, and how damaging the false narrative can be, especially since violence was involved and it creates a bad guy image. The Walt Disney Corporation really fails to address this and how it damages the histories of these already underrepresented communities and their histories and experiences. Thank you.